From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. Alaska school leaders are concerned about an unexpected mid-year funding cut proposed by Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration.
Absolutely, the district is caught by surprise. This is late in the year.
That's Peggy Erkineff, spokesperson for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. The school funding cut was one of several spending reductions proposed by Dunleavy's administration on Monday in a supplemental spending bill. A separate bill would pay for earthquake relief. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District says its share of the money was budgeted to pay for 11.5 teaching positions. Erkineff says her district followed the same budgeting process it has for the past 20 years, whenever the legislature appropriates additional money for schools. The state traditionally sent the money out around this time of year after districts have finalized their enrollment counts.
The district understands that the state is in very tough times financially, and the district is committed to providing the best education we can with the dollars that we have for the students that are in our classrooms today. However, a repeal of money that's already been allocated, such as this, is really unacceptable.
The money was allocated by the district, but not by the state. But the state had estimated how much districts would receive. New state budget director Donna Ardwin is bringing a different approach. While districts may have spent money counting on the state later sending it to them, she says they shouldn't have.
It is my contention that school districts and other entities seeking money or expecting money from the state should not be anticipating spending money that's not been allocated to them.
If the legislature agrees to Dunleavy's proposed cut, the Kenai District plans to offset the lost money by reducing its savings. The requested budget changes also include a $3 million reduction in funding for village public safety officers. Bethel Democratic Senator Lyman Hoffman says the state should be putting more money, spending more money to attract VPSOs, not less.
Looking at taking the money at this time is short-sighted and does not do justice to the services that are required for the people in the far-flung corners of Alaska.
Ardwin's staff notes that the VPSO program has spent less than budgeted each of the past 3 years, as it struggled to recruit and retain officers. Ardwin says the administration is working on recruitment and retention for the future, but that money won't be spent this year. 3 days after the final ruling in a lawsuit over how the city spends passenger fees, the Juneau Assembly approved a downtown waterfront improvement package that will be paid for in large part with those fees. The city hopes building a new bus staging area and expanding walkways will help with pedestrian and vehicle congestion around the cruise ship docks. Kirby Day from the Tourism Best Management Practices Working Group spoke last night in support of the project and urged the city to be proactive in thinking about the increasing number of visitors arriving each year.
The growth is coming, and we want to do it in a manner that is prudent, and in a manner that not only handles pedestrian traffic and vehicular traffic, but just makes the downtown core a lot more palatable for all of us who live here, but also for visitors.
1.3 million cruise ship passengers are expected to visit this year. The Assembly approved an agreement to buy the archipelago lot next to the downtown library. The city will buy a portion of the land from Morris Communications and also sell them land. Morris Communications will hold off on its development while the city decks over the tidelands and will allow a contractor to use their lot for equipment staging. The entire project is estimated to cost $23 million and take at least 2 years to construct. Assemblymember Lauren Jones has vocally objected to the project, saying he isn't confident that the agreement holds Morris fully responsible for developing their lot.
You approve this project tonight, you're going to have a fence around that property for 2 construction years. In 2 years, we could be having this conversation and find out that that was a big mistake.
Both the $900,000 purchase and sale agreement and the $11 million Phase 1 funding package passed 7-2, with Jones and Assemblymember Rob Edwardson voting against them. Funding will come from a mixture of marine passenger fees, port development fees, revenue from the state's cruise passenger head tax, and other city sources. The Assembly also awarded a related contract to Island Contractors for $784,000. City officials say the projects are in line with federal Judge H. Russell Hollins' ruling that fees must be spent in service to the ships and with legal precedent for spending passenger fees for tourism infrastructure. The Assembly could still decide to appeal the judge's decision. Last week, the cruise industry sent a letter to City Manager Rory Watt, warning him that using marine passenger fees to pay for the Archipelago project would be inappropriate. But on Monday, the industry sent another letter backing off. In it, Cruise Lines International Association Alaska President John Binkley writes that the project would have substantial benefit to seasonal tourism business and that the industry group would consider an agreement not to object if it can negotiate a settlement with the city to have more say over future spending of fees. Watt said yesterday he was happy to see the change of tune.
We appreciate their effort to support the project, and I think the proponents are happy to move forward.
The Assembly also approved $170,000 in passenger fee revenue for new security checkpoint facilities for the cruise ships. And a group committed to helping Juneau's most vulnerable residents is much closer to doubling the size of its subsidized housing complex in Lemon Creek. The Juneau Housing First Collaborative announced this week that it had been awarded more than $2.5 million in grants and loans for the project that will add a new wing to the existing building. Phase one of the project opened to 32 permanent residents in 2017. Maria Levishuk is the director of the Glory Hall Homeless Shelter and the coordinator for the project. She says they hope the expansion will be ready by next year.
Well, we're really hoping to start the work, be all permitted and ready to go in April, and they think that's realistic.
Levishuk said they originally hoped to build 56 apartments in the complex, but decided to split the project into two phases when there wasn't enough money to begin with.
Phase two gets us closer to where we originally wanted to be, with like slightly more units, because it seemed to be possible.
The Housing First complex provides a number of services to residents and a clinic that is open to the community. A study by University of Alaska Fairbanks researchers found that in the first 6 months after opening, emergency room visits and emergency services fell by 65% for the residents. Last week, the city conducted its annual point-in-time count of sheltered and unsheltered people. Those numbers won't be available until later in the year, but last year's count recorded 235 people homeless in Juneau. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org.